Entrusted talents to be used. None should mourn that they have not larger talents. When they use to the glory of God the talents He has given them, they will improve. It is no time now to bemoan our position in life, and excuse our neglect to improve our abilities because we have not another's ability and position, saying, "Oh, if I had his gift and ability, I might invest a large capital for my master." If such persons use their one talent wisely and well, that is all the master requires of them. I hope efforts will be made in every church to arouse those who are doing nothing. May God make these realize that He will require of them the one talent with improvement, and if they neglect to gain other talents besides the one, they will meet with the loss of that one talent and their own souls also. We hope to see a change in our churches. The householder is preparing to return and call his stewards to account for the talents he has entrusted to them. God pity the do-nothings then. Those who hear the welcome plaudit, "Well done, good and faithful servant," will have well done in the improvement of their abilities and means to the glory of God.